always be thinking about every single student, I think the best way of beginning is just say, you volunteer. But if you volunteer,
you must do it.
Just like my policy with food. If I give you food, you eat it. You don't want it, I'll give you a little bit. You like it? Okay, I'll give you a little bit more. But if you take food from my table, I want you to finish it, you know? And that's the same type of thing here. Give them a little bit of space. If they need food for the mind. But if you give them too much, they might be like, oh, this, I can't deal with it right now. Just give them a little bit of time and lead them into it. Baby steps. One thing at a time. Like I said here, the second term, maybe you'll give them a good bath. Maybe you'll give them a counter plan, whatever. But you kind of just ease them into it. Maybe they're like, no. I want all the good bath. And you sure? Why don't we just start with two then? Okay, you want two? But again, you're like, you're tutoring them, you're guiding them. They are counting on you to give them the right amount of stimulation, the right amount of challenge. That connection is, if activity is challenging, you definitely need to be honest. It is not easy. You know, there's way too many coaches who I think say that, and it's just setting yourself up for defeat, because if you say something easy and it's not, then your credibility is destroyed and they're scared from the activity. It's not easy. This is challenging. You want students who want challenge. They're looking for easy. Debate is not for them. Save yourself some time. And they're like, I don't want to work. I don't want to give up too much of my time. I don't want to go to the library. Then it's probably not for you. I mean, that's okay. Maybe you can help them. Then what are your interests? Well, I really like going hiking. Well, you know, you should check out the nature book. You know, if that's the way it works, if they're truly not the type of person for debate, then don't put them in debate. Don't make them be debated because you want them a debater. Be honest. If they're, and I do that all the time. Someone says, you know, I'm not going to debate next year. I'm like, that's fine. It's your decision. It's your right. You know, I'll talk to them about it. But if someone tries to put my debate team, I'm not. That's okay, because you're making that decision. So, like, I don't want you to debate and do bad in school or not do another internship because that's what's good for your career. That's their decision. You need to look. I really get upset when coaches pressure students to debate and when students should be focusing on school because they're not going well in school. I think that's unethical. You should only have the people on your debate team who can also do school. And if they can't also do school, then you should say, you need to, that's another thing, you are responsible for your students' grades. You need to constantly check in with them. Obviously, there's going to be some students who are going to say, hey, I'm doing great, and they're not. You need to check that. That's your responsibility. That's one of the things that you need to do is to make sure you're not retaining people to their detriment. I mean, you need to make that call, and that's definitely something that's going to be difficult at times. Balancing school and debate is the biggest challenge that we'll all have. And that is the thing that every single student is going to be, can I do this?
Jared, question?
Yeah, I was going to say when you heard that ultimately the programs in lives too, if that student's unhappy or miserable, it's generally going to make someone else happy.
Yeah,
I think usually it's me.
Yeah,
and when I'm unhappy, I brought everyone.
We're going to have that too, which is making kind of keeping the squad atmosphere as positive. And that has a lot to do with you are like the call. You are everything that can go around you. If you are angry and upset and mean people, then your haters will be angry and upset and mean people. If you are, kind but a challenging person, then your haters will try to emulate you. It's amazing how they'll influence you. If they like debate, right, if they think debate is cool, then you're God, right? Because you're giving them debate. And you're giving them this chance. And it is amazing how much you wouldn't realize how much they're going to be trying to be like you and trying to impress you and make you happy. If you can show them you care about them, they're going to want to do the same for you. It's amazing how if you show them you care, they'll care too. Because quite frankly, in my personal experience, there weren't too many teachers who showed me that they really cared about me. You know, who really put forth that much love and dedication. And when I had those teachers, they changed my life, always. Tuna definitely changed my life. He definitely, like, you know, threw a bunch of my into my whole operation, and it just started falling apart around me. And that was a good thing because, you know, someone needed to shake me out of the college stupor that most college students end up, you know, the rut that most college students, which is, I don't even have a social life, I don't know what happens after this. Why am I here? They told me to come here, but what's the purpose of my life? How do I seek the truth? All these classes are doing is giving me information, regurgitating. No one's teaching me how to think. No one's teaching me how to like solve my problems, which are everywhere. Another thing is, I make debate in the real world. Debate is not about, you know, sure, we do debate in competition because it's on our training ground. But ultimately, debate is meaningless. We don't take that training and apply it in our lives, in our jobs, in our family crises. That's where debate really comes into play, is in the real life. Tell your students that they're not only going to get professional skills, but they're going to get, you know, they're definitely going to be getting skills in terms of how to solve problems. I just put a list of all the different skills you should sell. Critical thinking, organizational, researching, communication, time management, these are all like good things for a resume, computer skills, internet database researcher, all these different types of things that debate can instantaneously throw onto their resume. And you can help them with these types of things. Persuade them that the advantages of debate outweigh the disadvantages. And here, the disadvantages, you're going to have less social life, right? You're not going to be able to party as much as all the other kids are college. You're going to give up a lot of weekends traveling. It's going to be really hard to do well in school and debate. Those are like the big disadvantages. How are you going to outweigh those? Well, if you invest and you give up some of those things, you make some sacrifices, you're going to get a damn good job, most likely, or a lot better job. I got a job at Chrome now. I didn't even know what I was doing my third year of college. I mean, I'm 127. I mean, think, debate, single-handedly handed that to me and said, every single administrator is like, whoa, debate, this is impressive. Look at this stuff. It is amazing. I mean, debate, and it's not just, like, I'm not just like the only example of the anomaly. Every single faculty I know here, they got so many jobs just because of debate experience. I just got another job through this Forrest Research company, or Forrest Products company, where they're doing Sam Parks, and they're just like, you know how to research? You know how to write things and synthesize them quickly and communicate in public? Sure, we're going to give you lots of money. Well, whatever we can do to get you to stay on our team, because there aren't that many people out there in the work market that have these skills. These are unique skills. You can do anything in the information age with debate skills. And that's what you need to sell your students on. Yes, you'll be giving up things and making sacrifices and busting your chops, but it pays back. And it's a great investment. You will, if you look at all the people who are doing interviews for jobs, the number one thing you're looking for is communication skills. Can you be calm and cool when you're talking? Can you look them in the eye? Can you feel confident? Because who's going to want to hire someone to work, you know, at their business if they don't look good when they get up and speak in front of people? I mean, this is just basic, fundamental. Every business person at your school should be taking the date if they want to. Every person who ever thought about being a lawyer, I mean, any person who's been doing any type of social activism, I mean, if they're ever going to interact with the public, and they don't have debate or something like debate, they're hamstring. It's amazing how many people I see have those positions who just have never acquired those skills, and we're amazed when you can show them how to do things, or, well, I didn't think these, you know, 3 main points of speech. Okay, you know, reviewing, I mean, simple things that you can pick up from the day, how to tell a story, how to have conclusions that are persuasive, how to tie things in, how to think on your feet, how to compare and contrast the quality of arguments, how to expose fallacies. These are things that you're going to do in any business meeting. These are things you're going to be doing in any job that is going to be intellectually stimulating. If you want to get a promotion, you need to be able to speak up and say, hey, President, I think that I was an interesting proposal, but the data that I found here seems to indicate that might be a foreign policy right now. And then if you can do that, sure, the president can go, who is this Carl who is talking back to me? But if they go, let me see that, wow, you obviously have something to offer us. I mean, and that's what they can do for you, and I know some people who go straight into the next thing. Literally, it's just, Okay, you have everything we need you to do. Someone else already taught you this already, and you're this young, and you're willing to work for this much because you just came out of college, but still it's pretty good for you, right? and the future is definitely going to be information gathering, information synthesis. That's the only place that we can go. You know, there's not much else to expand to develop to. Is that a question or just relax? Okay, cool. Then number two, which we've already talked about, is you've got to have fun, you've got to have the atmosphere, you don't want to scare away intelligent, sensitive students. They're geniuses who are socially like misfits, basically. And those are the best people for your debate team, most of the time. I mean, look around you. Most debaters I know are not the type of people who, you know, are going to have a million dates that are way far back to their house and have like 15 girlfriends, I may be wrong, 15 boyfriends or whatever. Most of us are going to be have our feet centric, be a little different, but that's fine because all geniuses have been weird, right? Einstein was very weird in many different ways. I mean, all geniuses are not perfect in everything, so make sure that you don't scare away from a person who's sensitive and timid on the outside, but on the inside it's just, you know, this raging mental engine that just can't wait to get out of this body, which is, you know, not quite sure that it is, you know, willing to take that risk of a possible embarrassment because, you know, you want to just get those people to come along and all of a sudden one day they're going to step out and go, I'm alive, I can do this. And just be like, give up that old shell and just get in front of that debate and go, boom, I can do this, I'm so confident. This is the greatest feeling I've ever had in my life. I've never been more confident, never had more self-esteem. And they're just like in a shell, and you need to help them pull out of that shell. And this just happens over and over again with debate, how people, they learn how to stress themselves, and their life is never the same. It's an irreversible transformation. And if the way that you do that is you create a context where people feel comfortable in your spot and on your debate team. Give one-on-one attention, definitely. Just take the time to, if you think that when you're, you know, stand around, see someone who seems to be confused, you see someone who seems to be concerned, you know, we like to, you know, like get together sometimes. Remember, sometimes people would take that to lunch. You know, be like, you know, I want to come out for lunch, and he would just talk to me and take his personal time out. And that is like, wow, I've never had a teacher do this before. Where they took the time out and they want to know what's going on with my life, they want to help me. I mean, it's not like they're nosy, like, you know, asking me questions that are appropriate, but just, you know, really sort of, I'm curious, what's going on? How can I help you? I mean, I know with my students at school, I have things I can do to really help them, and they appreciate what I do. And that's what they come go to college for, is to have people help them. And they don't go to college to have a bunch of professors like, here's a bunch of information, bunch of information, bunch of information, here's the exam, later. That's way too frequent. You don't get anything out of those classes. Every class is just like half the afternoon or remember, nothing. The only thing that you ever retain is skills. And that's what you want to try to do. Skills is what you need. Knowledge, you can almost access that on a computer or at a library, but how to take that information and use that information and make a compelling case for that information, that's a skill that is very hard. There aren't too many people who have that skill. One of the reasons I joined the debate, besides the fact that someone was constantly bugging me, is the fact that I was an environmental studies major, and I was sitting in classes with these students, and they were really annoying because they would continually yammer about, you know, they would make all these grand statements and claims and have nothing to back it up at all. And so everyone else in class didn't agree with that immediately just said your credibility is nothing. And so there was never any advancement or evolution of ideas because it was just a claim. I got really frustrated because it wasn't going anywhere. And be like, well, you think that and I think this. And that would be like the end of the day, and no one was learning anything. And I said, I have a time and place where you can disagree with people, but you can constantly be, challenging each other, going to find information, pushing it to another level, not being limited by, you know, your opinion. Like, I felt that was just, you know, the class experiment where people just shout it back to her teenage, that were just heinously uninformed. Like, heinously, like, they would say things that were just, when was the last time you read a newspaper, where are you? I mean, and they would just say that stuff in class, and it would just go on and on, and it just didn't seem like, for me, I felt like I was learning. Debate was the way, and I think for other students, debate is the way where you can really get a chance to learn, and learn how to think, and have no limits on what you can learn and think. I mean, and that's probably one of the frustrating things about coaching is, where's the end point? How much you have to know? There is none, right? This is an incredibly challenging job that we have. There's no doubt about it. We're expected to be experts on everything. But at the same time, I'm happy that you all are, because, you know, we need more people like that who are willing to not just be so focused on their specialization, they can step back and see what's going on. And be able to be critical about things instead of be so narrow, so focused and narrow-minded that you can't be reflective anymore. Like, so many things I really like about debate coaches and what they can do to people is they can make them question all those assumptions that they just, that students just walk in with and they think are true. And then all of a sudden debate is just like, you mean the United States, they do something bad? What? That can't be possible. We've never done anything bad. We're always right. That's what they show on the media. I mean, when was the last time you watched, you know, CNN where it was just a, you know, and the rogue state of the United States continues to maintain its evil and terroristic economy? I mean, obviously you're not talking about that, right? But there are people that are saying that. And if we can expose people to that, that's a good thing. Not that perspective is right, but that exposure to new ideas is good. Because they will give you that. And nothing else that I ever saw in school exposed me to new ideas constantly. It was just like every time I went to a church, I'm like, well, something strange, you know, I'm going to be exposed to something new, and it's going to be really great. And that's one of the things you definitely want to tell to your kids, is that they're going to be intellectually stimulated like nothing else. If they're bored in their classes, and there are students that are bored in their classes, they're just sitting there, and they're so passive. And debate something where they can be actively involved and engaged with the ideas and with the, you know, the thought process where it's them. They're doing it. They're not just saying what you said back. They're getting up and actually doing it, and that's what is really, you know, powerful about debate. And that's something that that all of you, you know, obviously have the capability of doing because you put forth the time and come here. I mean, just the fact you're here with me, I already know you're all going to do a good job because you've made that level of commitment. And that's something that, you know, you can take back and you can say, listen, I have gone and spent my summer so that I can serve you better. Like, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to help you in any way. And, you know, I put down this thing here of intellectual development through tough love. And that's something that Tony taught me, which was when I did poorly, he would not call me. He would say, you did poorly, and you can do better than that. And I'm not going to say, good job. When you're past that point, when it's for you to evolve further, you need someone to say, you are ignoring your partner. You are doing this wrong. If you want to retain debaters, you need to give them that challenge, that constant, like, you're not doing enough, but you're doing a great job. You're not doing enough, you're doing a great job. So I'm so glad you did that to me because it made me just go higher and higher and higher. You know, all these players, I'm still only up here today, that's okay, but, you know, maybe next year. You know, good job. You know, let's hopefully we can certainly, you know, come back to be better next year. So it was never like it was over. You know, after semifinals and nationals, when I was eliminated, it wasn't over. You know, what do you need to do next? Right? Okay, you've done this far. What's the impact you're going to make here? What's now?
Now making me work
constantly. So there's always emailing me going, what are you up to? You know, I've heard enough about you lately. You know, we should be making more of an impact. Why don't you know? Why isn't he doing it like that? And every time I see him, he goes, oh, it's just so good to see. And that sort of dialectical relationship that you can establish with your students, where, you know, I'm really proud of you, but you can be better. And if you ask them what they wanted from school, I wish the teacher wouldn't have been satisfied when I only got this high. I want a teacher to say, go this far. Yeah, you can make it the first time. I believe you. You can make it. Try again, try again, try again. And that's how those people reach their full potential. And that's what it's all about, is getting people to reach their full potential. And, you know, we're here to make that happen. That's what this, you know, this whole institute, the purpose of this institute. We don't have a bunch of students here who are all the top debaters in the country when we're trying to make them left-wing nationals. It's highly unlikely that that'll happen. But what we are here is we want to make an impact on these kids and get them to say, you know what, not to work. When you think you work like my typical state leaders are coming in, I work so hard and it's just, I've never worked this hard. Like, no, you just have those layers of hard work and stuff. You know, you think that's hard work, but that's just because you've created your level here and all the rest of your peers said that was hard work. But the reality is, that was just the beginning. This is hard work. And this is what you're capable of doing, right? And don't buy the lie that you're somehow just a normal student because you only got C's. I mean, that is irrelevant. I know all sorts of students who got C's straight from school I know someone who didn't do very well in school at all, who won non-nationals. You know, and everyone, his whole life was telling them how he was stupid, he wasn't smart for the rest of the kids. And I tell you, it was really challenging coaching him because he certainly wasn't as knowledgeable as some of the smartest kids that I've ever met, but he worked so hard. He did everything if you said to do X, he did X. You said to do Y and Z, he would do Y and Z because he wanted to reach the highest level because you start persuading them to believe in themselves. And that's when I think you can, you know, that's when you really make your positive impact. And the last thing is just, you know, reward your competitors. At the end of the year, have a banquet for them, give them service awards, bring the other top school administrators and parents to come and say, hey, look at what a great job they did. I worked with them so hard all year, and they're all better for it. And, you know, let's honor their work. And so what I've tried to do in you know, very rush there is basically taking from the beginning of this season, which is recruiting, to the end, which is retention. You want all those people that you get to come back. And the way to get them to come back, you know, is make them leave with, wow, that was really cool. I feel like I've lost this community now. I feel like I have this other family that next year I can come back to, and it'll be something I can return to, and it'll be a good thing. And, you know, that's the type of thing you want to create, is people elevate you, and then they're like, can't wait to get back to this again. So, if you have questions, but you can ask. But, you know, I'm not having my time to retire. I was not getting ready to just ran out the door screaming. But, you know.